This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is angrily defending himself against allegations that he mocked American war dead by calling them losers and suckers. At a White House news conference late Friday, the president dismissed the reports originally by The Atlantic and later corroborated by other news outlets that he disparaged U.S. troops by calling them a disgrace and a hoax.
I would be willing to swear on anything that I never said that about our fallen heroes. There is nobody that respects them more.
And Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, whose late son Beau served in the Marine in Iraq, said if the allegations are true, U.S. President Trump is unfit for the presidency.
If these statements are true, the president should humbly apologize to every Gold Star mother and father and every Blue Star family that he's denigrated and insulted. Who the heck does he think he is?
The allegations, sourced anonymously, describe multiple offensive comments by the president toward fallen U.S. service members, including calling World War I dead at the American Military Cemetery in France, losers and suckers. Defense ministers of India and China met in the Russian capital to try to solve rising tensions along their disputed border in the eastern Ladakh region, where a June clash killed two anti-Indian soldiers. India's defense minister tweeted about his meeting Friday night with his Chinese counterpart that lasted about 2 hours. He did not give any details about the outcome of that first direct high-level contact between the two sides in the months-long standoff. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. There are now more than 873,000 deaths globally from COVID-19, with more than 26.5 million confirmed infections. The U.S., Brazil, and India hold the top spots for both deaths and infections, while Mexico falls just behind India in the number of deaths, and Russia is a distant fourth behind India in the number of infections. Critics of Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, are again speaking out against the leader's stance on the coronavirus pandemic, this time rejecting his view that the vaccination for the virus should not be mandatory. Sao Paulo state governor said Friday that the immunization cannot be viewed as a personal decision. The state had about a fourth of Brazil's more than 125,000 COVID-19 deaths. The National Health Council and Bolsonaro's own ministry said the government should not be talking about vaccination against COVID-19 not being mandatory. Bolsonaro's first such comments came Monday when he told a supporter that no one can force anyone to get a vaccine. Mainland China's Health Commission Saturday reported 10 new COVID-19 cases on September 4th. That is down from 25 reported a day earlier. The National Health Commission said in a statement that all of the new cases were imported, marking the 20th consecutive day with no locally transmitted cases and infections. The number of asymptomatic cases also fell to 8 from 26 a day earlier. The Trump administration is working to change environmental rules that allow the government to deny habitat protections for endangered species, that is, if they interfere with development projects. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with those details.
Critics say the changes proposed by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to deny protections for endangered species in areas that would see greater economic benefits from being developed could open protected areas to more energy development and commercial activities like logging. It's the latest move by the Trump administration to change how the Endangered Species Act is used. Wildlife advocates say the administration's approach has put natural resource extraction and commercial development over protecting sites that are home to dwindling populations of endangered species. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
As quarantine measures ease, Chileans returned to the streets of Santiago's iconic Plaza Italia Friday to vent over inequality in the government of Chilean President Sebastián Piñera. With the country still in the grips of the pandemic, protest numbers were only in the hundreds, but there was a strong police presence. Water cannon and riot police were deployed. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.